Titan's online exams are already booked up through late September. The remote invigilation exams were previously only given to Foundation candidates, but they were...
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking mom how much your time is left, ask mom how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio and their investment.
Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I am here saying we're going deeper today. We're going deeper today. That was Mr. Marvin Sapp with one of his new releases, Deeper. So glad to be back with you again to bring some of my Sunday best songs with a message and a message from the heart to give us all a bright side start. With me remotely is our beloved brother friend, Mr. Randall Martin, providing us with that much needed technical support. Good morning, Randall. How are you today? Fantastic. I know you've had a full weekend, and it's been a full week. And it's just good to know that you are here with me at this hour of the day, this hour of the morning, on the first Sunday, this Sunday, the first day of this week. How fast the month of August is going past us. but we're going to try and grab hold to some that what has come and some of what is to come. And what is to come, beloved Brightside listeners and friends, is 22 minutes of blessed music with a message. We're going to come back to you with Famous Four by Mr. Torrin Wells, Grace and Mercy. We're going to hear again from Brother Marvin Sapp, Bishop Marvin Sapp. We're going to hear from Mr. Desmond Pringle. This is a new artist to me, a song called The Higher Place, and a song from Miss Tasha Cobbs called No Longer Slaves. Keep on listening. This is music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. After that, we'll be back, and I'm going to share with you what's on my heart, our spiritual social commentary for this week to give us a bright side start. Mr. Randall, will you take us in with Famous Four, with Torrin Wells singing his song?
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. Make way through the
Hallelujah. Because of his grace, his mercy.
Calling me from the high place.
Somewhere with your host, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Our next song, our continuing song, is Ms. Tasha Cobb with No Longer Slaves, after which we'll come back with our spiritual social commentary.
He calls me above and not beneath. He calls me a lender and not a borrower. I know who I am. And so because of that, I don't have to walk in fear. I walk in faith. If you're walking in faith, shout hallelujah to Jesus.
Liam.
Yes, I'm going to shout hallelujah too. I am no longer a slave to fear, but I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Well, beloved, as you know, this is what we do. We bring you music with a message for the mind, the soul, the spirit, the heart, and we bring you a message for a good, bright side start. Well, where am I going to start today? With my spiritual social commentary, my commentary on things going on societally. Well, last week we had a lot of historic announcements. The U.S. broke the record day after day for the most new coronavirus cases of any country in the world. We had the announcement that the Trump administration brokered a peace treaty between the United Arab Emirates with Israel, which reports say will end the Middle East conflict and secure Israel from the threats of annihilation. We have the historic announcements, information that for the first time in United States postal history, service that has delivered mail uninterrupted since its founding in 200 plus years through civil wars and world wars and foreign wars and domestic wars, that isn't a war of its own, started by the same administration. We had announcements this week that funds were slashed or proposed to be slashed from the service. Mailboxes in high density populations around the nation were targeted for removal and indeed removed in places in more than one state. We had the announcements that although the media cycles have moved on from the headlines telling us the story, but according to today's New York Times, that there have been more than 4,700 demonstrations on an average of 140 per day since the first Black Lives Matter protest began more than 150 days ago. And their headline says that the Black Lives Matter movement may be the largest movement in U.S. history. Wow, what a week. Which brings me to my fifth historic announcement this week and the meat of my spiritual social commentary today. The announcement by presumptive Democratic Party presidential hopeful, former U.S. Senator from Delaware for over 30 years and former Vice President of the United States for 8 years, Mr. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. I think more than any other act he has taken during his 47 years in public service, he solidified his place in not just American history, but world history when he chose Senator Kamala Devi Harris as running mate for the office of vice president. In my worldview, beloved, in my opinion, not only was this his most logical choice, it was a divinely ordained choice. You want to know why? I'm glad you asked. Exhibit A, he served as a senator. She served as a U.S. state senator. He ran for president and lost, gaining from those experiences and understanding of presidential campaign politics, the ups and downs and crazy turnarounds. She ran for president and lost and has the experiential knowledge of the same. Exhibit C, he lost his presidential bid but served the victor in that race as vice president. History to repeat itself with a second biracial administration. New and improved with the inclusion of a Black woman at the top of the Democratic Party ticket. Exhibit D, Senator Harris as the Attorney General for her home state of California, the largest state in the union, had a simpatico working relationship with his son, Bo Biden, when he served as attorney general in his home state of Delaware. Exhibit E, of all the capable women on Joe Biden's top 10, she was the only prospective pick to bring all those elements to the table. Her selection was very logical, and to me and many, very obvious. Senator Kamala, Exhibit F, embodies not only in her physical frame, but in her lived experience, issues relative to race relations, immigration, and America's multicultural society. Hotbed issues that have become hotter during the past 4 years. And Exhibit F, while others talk about the Biden-Harris ticket exciting the base, I have, since the time of Biden's commitment to choose a woman candidate, thought about how his choosing Kamala Harris would excite the almighty. Do you want to know why? Glad you asked. For all those reasons mentioned above, and also because in 2008, America was given the opportunity to elect a president who upheld the values of America and those that the Bible boasts: a faithful husband to his wife, a good father to his children, a well-educated hard worker, and in his case, a son of Africa and America without ties to America's most horrific sin, the enslavement of African people for monetary gain for hundreds of years, and the oppression of their descendants for hundreds more. Understanding that there are no perfect people and there are no perfect politicians, we saw then and since 8 years of leadership with no scandal, no charges or indictment of corruption, and big steps to address inequity in healthcare, education, business, criminal justice, and finance in that administration. In 2020, once again, in the bid for the leadership of this nation, we have a presidential ticket and a vice presidential candidate who has, as they say, one heartbeat away from the presidency, a child of America, not tied to America's slave past. Is this mere coincidence? I think not. Deeper still is the fact that she is the second half of the human race, a woman. And the Bible says in the beginning, God created them male and female. Family, yes. Female, yes. In the image and likeness of God created he them and gave them dominion over the earth. Is it any coincidence that in the month where we celebrate women having the right to vote for 100 years now, that a woman is finally being chosen to head up the ticket in the second position in one of our two major political parties? I think not. Two millennium plus after Jesus Christ removed shackles from the theological and scriptural understanding of who women are, we finally get to that place of putting a woman at the head of the ticket. You know, women biblically come with all of the gifts and all of the callings that are necessary for such a position, yet it has taken us this long. There are other countries that already have women leadership, and I'm not going to go through the roll, but biblically, women have been in leadership positions even since the Hebrew text. You had the Judge Deborah, you had the Queen Esther, and I could go on even more. We had women who showed military prowess. We have women who showed spiritual strength and connectedness and insight. We have women who held governmental leadership positions. Can I talk about the Candaces and the Queen of Sheba? And I could go on. But I want to end on this note, my spiritual social commentary for a bright side start. Yesterday, I received an email from a Jewish friend named Brenda, and she wrote, the Biden-Harris ticket is B-H. In Hebrew, this is a common abbreviation for the expression Baruch Hashem, roughly translated as thanks, God, or even God's blessing. So there is a lot of excitement that the Biden-Harris ticket is God's blessing. My Jewish friend said, let it be. Well, beloved, this is my Bright Side commentary. I'm excited. I hope you are too, to start this day and this journey knowing that God has a blessing waiting on you. We're going to come back right now with more good music for the message in the soul. Before we go, I'm going to give us a little prayer, a little help with prayer. This next selection is from Mr. Donnie McClurkin. He is God. He is God. Amen.
There is God. He is alive.
Or maybe not our next selection. As we are having a little bit of a technical difficulty. But beloved, I just want you to know that in spite of all the news you hear, there is a bright side somewhere.
The song says, there is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he can't do. There is grace that no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is a life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say there is. Is like no other. There is strength, y'all, that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, y'all, nothing that he cannot do. There is grace for life that has no measure. There is that has no end. Oh, there is a life for you. There is joy and pleasure too. And there is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
there is, there is.
Raise it up, say,
there is hope for the broken.
God. Yes, he is God. He created them male and female in his image. So God is he and she for me. All right, my beloved. It has been wonderful spending this time with you. And I look forward to doing it again. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Tuesday afternoon show. Mr. Randall Martin, myself, and Mr. Alan Skerritt. We have a dynamic program already lined up for you, so we hope you can join us from 4 to 6 p.m. this Tuesday. Also want to give you a public service announcement that free hand sanitizer is available at the Public Safety Building for Nonprofits. That's at 85 Industrial Track, and you can reach out to our sheriff, Mr. Bartlett, for information about how you can get that. Operation Unite is celebrating their first virtual Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Fest. It started yesterday. It'll run through August 31st. You can find out the schedule for that at Hudson Sankofa Festival Facebook page or the Operation Unite website. We have some more exciting things coming up as the month goes on, and we'll be sharing more about that. So stay tuned right here to WGXC Radio for listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. It has been my blessing and delight to share this time with you. Hope that you and yours will stay well, stay blessed, and remember, I don't care how many clouds there may be, how low or dark they may hang, how dark the sky and gray the clouds, the sun is still shining, beloved. There is a bright side somewhere. Till we speak again, may the good Lord keep you, watch over you, protect you, and let you know that he is here for us. Our last song is Forever by Mr. Jason Nelson. And that's my final word, forever. Love you forever. God loves us forever. God's committed to us forever. Be blessed, beloved. Peace.
Somebody say, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long.
World could make me by your side. I'm gonna be by your side.